Yeah, I find it a challenge. It's fun competing against the boys, seeing who can do better. Or
I think that makes it a lot of fun. And I believe you are in the process of going on to college, and are you going to try to join a Sea Cadet program at college?
Yes, I want to go into the ROTC so I can be an officer after I'm done with college in the Navy.
I think that's wonderful, and I think this is a wonderful program for each and every young person listening here in Woolland. I've been talking to Stacy Reagan, an actual cadet out here, and Stacy, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Stacy Cadet, for the Sea Cadet program in Fort Wayne on this special report, this is Bob Siebers.
Debbie Ballier is next up to look at the news, and by the way, I'll have a hair-raising story for you in the next half hour on the Jack Underwood Show here on WoWo, where we salute all the WoWo people in Gas City, Indiana. All right, Jack.
It's a great place to be.
You bet your boots it's a great place to be. WOWO, Fort Wayne, Group W, Westinghouse, broadcasting at 11 o'clock.
Last report, it was 49 degrees in Fort Wayne, sunny this afternoon with highs around 60. I'll have the complete WoWo Weather Station forecast later in this report. Good morning, I'm Deborah Ballier, WoWo News. House debate on President Reagan's budget proposals has begun. Group W Steve Holt has the story.
Ohio Republican Delbert Latta has taken the House floor to push for the budget he helped sponsor, the one President Reagan wants. The Graham-Latta budget is a substitute for the Democratic leadership spending blueprint. The Democrats' bill would take a smaller whack out of social programs while cutting taxes less than the president wants. At one point, Budget Committee Chairman Jim Jones rose to challenge Latta's economic assumptions. Latta had an answer.
Well, I don't think that we ought to quibble about economic assumptions. As I say, the American people want tax relief, and they want tax relief now. They want relief from inflation. They want it now. They couldn't care less about economic assumptions. They want action by this Congress.
Latta seems right about that. Most people think his bill, the Reagan budget, will pass the House. Steve Holt, Group W News, Capitol Hill.
The fixed-rate single-family home loans backed by the Veterans and Federal Housing Administrations will rise tomorrow to a record high 15.5%. The current rate is 14.5%. HUD Secretary Samuel Pierce says the hike is needed to keep the VA and FHA rates in the competitive range of conventional mortgages. The city of Fort Wayne has found nearly $1 million for community projects. With that story, our Victor Locke.
Not that it was lost, but Fort Wayne officials have found $870,000 unspent dollars in the Community Development Department. Director Abe Farkas says the money from federal grants and program income is now being targeted for a number of projects.
Some of the quickest drawdown projects are resurfacing of neighborhood streets, and in that we've gone through a process of speaking with people like Carl O'Neill, who know the street system well, talking with neighborhood residents to get a feel for what streets ought to be repaved first. We're looking at putting together, I think, an effective neighborhood communicating system through a neighborhood magazine and a voluntary assistance corps. We're looking at criminal victims assistance programs.
Some of the money will also be used for parts of the River Greenway project and for streetlights on Rudisill Boulevard. Farkas says it's imperative to earmark the monies quickly before they're recalled by the Reagan administration. Nationally, Farkas says there's about $1 billion in such money available for communities. Victor Locke, WoWo News.
The standoff between Syria and Israel is growing more tense. There's a report that Syria has moved about 4,000 troops about 12 miles past Israel's so-called red line in Lebanon. That's the line Israel drew for Syria's military activity and presence in Lebanon 5 years ago. Israel has frequently warned that Syria would risk war with the Jewish state if Syrian troops crossed the red line. A funeral mass was said in Belfast today for Irish Republican Army guerrilla Bobby Sands, who died Tuesday in a British prison in Northern Ireland. Sands had staged a hunger strike trying to make the British grant IRA captives political prisoner status. Doctors at Research Hospital in Kansas City began surgery this morning on former First Lady Bess Truman. Mrs. Truman, who is 96, broke her hip yesterday when she fell out of bed, and the operation is to replace a broken hip joint. The operation is expected to take several hours. WoWo News time is 11:03. It's 12:03 in Ohio and Michigan.
Look for the partridge. Look for partridge meats. Look for the partridge. For an old-fashioned treat, look for the partridge. And you'll find something nice. Old-fashioned flavor and old-fashioned price.
For 100 years, millions of satisfied Ohio Valley folks have been looking for the partridge to find meat values no one can beat. Now you can too, because Partridge values have arrived here. Try a Partridge Frontier ham and discover that old-fashioned flavor and value Partridge has been delivering since 1876. These fully cooked whole hams are boneless, so there's virtually no waste.
Look for the Partridge, and you'll find something nice. Old-fashioned flavor at an old-fashioned price.
A full line of delicious Partridge meats are available at Scott's. Check it out and save. Here's your complete WOWA Weather Station forecast. Sunny today with a high near 60. Fair tonight with a low in the upper 30s. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s. Currently in Fort Wayne, the barometer is falling from 30.21. The winds are coming out of the east-northeast at 14 miles an hour. The relative humidity is 37%. Right now it's 52 degrees at Bear Field, 51 degrees downtown. WOWA Radio wants you to know Franke Park Day Camp provides boys and girls ages 9 to 12 a chance to enjoy hiking, camping, crafts, and other activities. For registration information, contact the Fort Wayne Park Department or all public library branches. I'm Deborah Ballier, WOWA News.
This is Dan Friel with the WOWA editorial. Are the government interests of an Angola resident similar to those of somebody who lives in the Fort Wayne subdivision of Blackhawk? Are the legislative concerns of a resident of rural Smith Township in Noble County similar to those of a resident in urban Wayne Township in Allen County? The Indiana legislature apparently thinks the answer to these questions is yes, because our legislators lump these very different areas in the same legislative districts. To make matters worse, the two large House districts in Northeast Indiana each are represented by three members. Because the population is concentrated in the Fort Wayne urban area, the six House members probably will live in this area, leaving the small towns and rural areas without effective representation. All political considerations aside, WOWA thinks the legislature did a great disservice to Northeast Indiana by again establishing multiple member districts. Large districts with representatives elected at large not only dilute the power of the minority party, but they work against the interest of ethnic, cultural, and economic minorities as well. What do you think about the new Indiana legislative districts?
6 minutes past 11 o'clock here on the Jack Underwood Show, and a good morning to those of you who are in the good morning zone. The rest of you, a good afternoon. $1,061 in the grocery giveaway this hour. Write it down.
Dream to
Bee Gees, Bee Gees, hooray for them, huh? Boy, they do a great job on a song. That's Too Much Heaven. I don't think there can be, but they sing about it anyway. 10 minutes past 11 o'clock. Yes, the new dollar amount is $1,069, 1069. Write it down, keep it handy. Probably after Dugan gets in here and we get dinner on the farm rolling, I'm going to pick up the telephone and make a telephone call. It could come right out to you. And if it does, I want to give you that money. Or at least the equivalent in certificates from Maloli's, $1,069.
You've made a difference in my life.
My granddad and I have this deal. He tells me the first half of the story, and I have to make up the ending. We've been doing that since I was a real little kid. When he got sick last winter, we had to stop. Because they wouldn't let me visit him in the hospital. He's a lot better now, but he's staying at Colonial Crest for a while. Mom says it's a convalescent center, which means they're helping him get strong again. It's kind of neat over there. I get to see him whenever I want to. We get to eat lunch together and stuff. My granddad says that that's better than all the pills in the world.
You made a difference.
Colonial Crest Convalescent Centers, 484-0604.
People that people means Landmark. People that people means Landmark. The personal touch that means so much is people that people at Landmark.
What's the most significant development in farm fencing since barbed wire was introduced back in 1874? It's the new high tensile fence wire system, and you can learn all about it at your nearby Landmark Town and Country store. This new fencing system combines U.S. Steel's Max 10 fence wire, which has nearly twice the breaking strength of two-ply barbed wire, with Copper's lifetime pressure-treated wood posts. The result is a fence that's safer for livestock, costs about half as much as woven fence wire, lasts longer, and looks neater, too. Landmark is the place to get it, so give Landmark a call now. It's Landmark for all of your fencing needs.
This spring's been busy because for once the weather's cooperated and you've completed a lot of your early field work. And now you're ready to put in your beans, fast and furious. But hold everything. Stop right there. Don't put a soybean in the ground until you consider this. If you've already applied your soybean grass control, don't think you can get by without controlling your broadleaf weeds. You know what your weed problems are. Cocklebird, Jimson weed, velvet leaf, pigweed, lamb's quarter, smartweed, and others. They're out there waiting to steal your beans early. And that's why it's nice to know that you can plan to control your broadleaf weeds with Sencor herbicide right now, as you plant. Sencor, apply it as an overlay following the incorporated grass herbicide you've already put out, or tank mix it with the grass herbicide you're planning to use. Sencor, the flexible broadleaf herbicide that saves money and beans.
Hey, I told you I'd have a story that's going to raise the hair on your back. Well, it's not that type of story. It's about a grandmother's what it's about, who used 45 different names to collect $86,000 in unemployment checks. And you know what? She didn't show up in New York courtroom yesterday for her sentencing. 52-year-old Helen Rosenfeld of the Bronx was supposed to have appeared for sentencing on a grand jury larceny conviction to the state Supreme Court in Queens, but her lawyer told Justice William Brennan that Mrs. Rosenfeld had not been seen since Tuesday, and that her husband feared she was the victim of foul play. Well, Brennan apparently was impressed. Not even one bit was he impressed. He issued a bench warrant just like that for her arrest. And Mrs. Rosenfeld had, she was supposed to have brought in some $17,000 in restitution money for the sentencing. So there's this one dry wit who's sitting there who says, He says, I wouldn't be surprised if she turned up shortly claiming she can't make restitution because she's been robbed. Anyway, Mrs. Rosenfeld pleaded guilty in October to stealing $86,000 in state unemployment payments by filing unemployment claims under 45 phony names over a period of 6 years.
This spring's been busy because for once the weather's cooperated and you've completed a lot of your early field work. And now you're ready to put in your beans, fast and furious. But hold everything. Stop right there. Don't put a soybean in the ground until you consider this. If you've already applied your soybean grass control, don't think you can get by without controlling your broadleaf weeds. You know what your weed problems are. Cocklebur, Jimson weed, velvet leaf, pigweed, lamb's quarter, smartweed, and others. They're out there waiting to steal your beans early. And that's why it's nice to know that you can plan to control your broadleaf weeds with Sencor herbicide right now, as you plant. Sencor, apply it as an overlay following the incorporated grass herbicide you've already put out, or tank mix it with the grass herbicide you're planning to use. Sencor, the flexible broadleaf herbicide that saves money and beans.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's 16 minutes past 11 o'clock, and Gary U.S. Bonds is next up, and he's got some brand new music for you.
W-O-W-O. Here she comes.
You. Gary U.S. Bonds back again and swinging just high, wide, and handsome like he always did, you know. And this little girl is mine. 19 minutes is the time past 11 o'clock here on the Jack Underwood Show. Now, let me give you the dollar total in Maloli's certificates for the WoWo grocery giveaway. Apparently, some folks are confused. This is not the same as it was at 8 o'clock this morning. The dollar amount right now is $1,069. 1069. write that down, because that's the one you got to know to win. You give me the 8 o'clock, you won't win, that's for sure. And somehow you're misunderstanding it, but it's $1,069. 1069. I hope I call you. I hope you win.
Driven from Elanco.
My brother-in-law stopped in the other day, so I've had about all the doom and gloom I can use for this month. He's quite a worrier. Worries about the world situation and the commodity markets and who's going to win the World Series next year. Just worries about everything. You know, I actually think he enjoys worrying. He even uses one of those rain-activated herbicides, then sits around all week worrying about whether or not it's going to rain in time. So I said to him, Frank, why don't you just use Treflan? That way you know you're going to get good weed control, even if it doesn't rain on time. You don't have to worry about it. Well, he said he'd thought about it some, but he was worried how he'd explain to his dealer why he hadn't done it before.
Treflan from Elanco, that's for sure.
Morning seemed to start out better. You seem to go much better. When you start the day together, you and Maxwell House. Flavor that you come to count on, taste is always true. What a perfect combination, Maxwell House and you. Get that good to the last cup of feeling. With Maxwell House, only Maxwell House gets you good to the last cup of feeling. Maxwell House.
Maxwell House has a taste, a feeling that no other coffee can give you, because Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
Get that good.
At McCormick's, we're known for our pianos and organs, but we do more than make music. Celebrate Mother's Day 1981 with an incredibly memorable functional gift that will surround and soften her tomorrows with the love you feel today. Consider our Casablanca ceiling fans, turning lazily as shafts of light glance off their brass casings. Beautiful. And cooling, too, plus now at 20 to 40% off. McCormick Piano and Organ also suggests a clock. From grandfather to wall clocks, you can fill her days with a gentle reminder of your caring thoughts. The muted sound of ticking and the auburn gleam of wood will turn the pages of time's passage with love. Now at 20% off, these heirlooms are a practical purchase, too. Fans and clocks, incredible gifts at memorable prices. McCormick's wants to help you celebrate Mother's Day in a way she'll never forget. McCormick Piano and Organ, Highway 14 West, next to De Haven.
W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O. 23 minutes is the time right now, past 11 o'clock here on the Jack Underwood Show. The music of Neil Diamond this morning, and a song sung blue, and the call for action number is 424-3030. Get your calls in before noon today. It's a service to solve your problems, and it's free and confidential. 424-3030.
Song sung blue, everybody knows one. Song sung blue, every garden grows one. Subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. You sing them out again. Song, song, blue, weeping like a willow. Song, song, blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice. We'll be right back.
And a song sung blue this morning at 26 minutes past 11 o'clock. And here's your complete WoWo Weather Station forecast. It'll be sunny today. High will be near 60 degrees with northeast winds to 20 miles an hour. Fair tonight with lows in the upper 30s, light south winds. Then increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s and south winds light again at about 20. At last report, 30.21 inches was the barometric pressure and falling. East-northeast winds at 14 miles an hour, 37% humidity, sunny and 52 degrees at Bearfield. It's sunny and 52 degrees at WOWO downtown. Hopscotching the state, it's 54 degrees and sunny in Indianapolis, 56 degrees in both South Bend and Evansville, and sunny everywhere.
Harry, good to see you. What can I do for you?
Frank, how are you? Listen, you and I have been friends for a long time, and I hate to come to you with my problems, but it's getting worse.
Spit it out.
Maybe I'm not the only one that has this kind of a problem.
What kind of problem do you have?
And it's getting worse. There is no way to control weeds.
What's the problem?
Weeds. I got problems.
Weeds?
Weeds in my cornfield.
What kind of weeds?
They're too dry, and you can't get out there and work on
them. What kind of weeds,
Harry? It's too wet and soggy, and they sit there and they grow all kinds.
What kind of weeds?
Velvet leaf, smart weeds, pig weeds, cockleburn. You know what kinds of weeds.
I got the problem solved.
And I can't find a dependent. What?
Banville. Banville for the
weeds. Banville for the weeds. I never thought of it. Thanks, Frank. Thanks.
That's strange. He lives in a condominium.
There's a Banville broadleaf weed control program for nearly every phase of corn growth. You can't always depend on the weather, but you can depend on Banville to tackle your toughest broadleaf weed problems. Banville herbicide from Velsicol. Velsicol reminds you before using any pesticide, read the label.
May, a simple, ordinary month, represented by a simple, ordinary calendar. Or so it was, until Ayers took it out of the realm of the expected, the predicted, the usual, and gave its name to their biggest sale of the season. Ayers May Sale, an outbreak of savings going on now all over every Ayers store, including these values not advertised before. 25% off Arnold Palmer Basic Men's Sports Shirts. 20% off Haggar Magic Stretch, Expand-O-Matic, and Belt Loop Slacks. Assorted twin sheets, two for $8.99, and 20% off Duran four-piece Spice of Life canister sets. Just a smattering of the savings you'll find at Ayers during the sale that bears the name of what used to be a simple, ordinary month, Ayers May Sale, through Saturday, May 9th only. So hurry. If you miss it, May is just another month.
Capture all the beauty and serenity of spring tulips during the McJohn Photo Tour to Holland, Michigan, Sunday, May 17th. This tour will be an amateur photographer's paradise filled with all the color and splendor to make for a perfect day. The bus will leave McJohn at 7 a.m. and return at approximately 9 p.m. Dinner will also be included in the price of the ticket, and tickets can be purchased at all three McJohn camera stores, 3420 North Wells, Georgetown North, and Westland Mall.
Don't forget you have just till noon today to get your calls in to Call for Action at 424-3030. Now, time for some dinner on the farm, and here's Dugan Fry.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again. Happy to have you with us on this, bright and sunshiny Thursday. And, it's good to see that sun, and it's good to see the general conditions we have right now. If we can just stretch these out a little bit. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I went out in my backyard yesterday. I had three or four dandelions sticking up, and I went...
Mm-hmm.
So it's still wet. I want the sun and I want dry humidity.
I know what you mean. Anyway, on the program today, we're going to take a look at some information released this morning concerning sort of a pilot project for the soil and water conservation districts in this area with a no-till program we'll be telling you about. And later on, we'll take a look at some of the crop conditions, or would-be crop conditions, I guess is a better way to put it, around some of the areas, especially up in Steuben County, where they were hit the hardest last week by any rain anywhere here in the state of Indiana. Before we get into all that, however, let's take a look at the mid-morning on the Chicago Board of Trade, as the wheat was lower, corn and soybeans mixed, and oats higher at the mid-morning. The wheat was down 3/4 to 2 cents, corn up 1 3/4 to down 3/4, oats up 4 to 1 1/4, and soybeans anywhere from the nearby months up 5 1/4 to down 3 in the more distant months. So we'll take a look at that in more detail as we get closer to the noon news. And I know you've got a lot of other things planned that I'm not even aware of.
Oh, have I got music. Listen to this. The Stars on 45. It's going to sound like the Beatles and everything else.
Me wanting you, honey. Ah, sugar, sugar. You are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This happened once before, but I came to your door. No reply.
Stars on 45 and a melange of music there. Is that the word I want, melange?
Well, a big group of them, too, yes.
Yeah, and a medley and all that sort of
yes.
thing. 25 minutes before noon. I see you have thinking cap and everything ready to go.
Well, yes. Want to talk a little bit, and we've got an interview here that will tell us more about a $150,000 grant that's going to be used for a no-till demonstration project. In fact, the details of that just being released today. I have with me Jim Lake, who is with the National Association of Conservation Districts and a program specialist. And Jim, a news breaking today concerning details of an EPA grant to soil and water conservation districts, and this primarily along the line of no-till crop planting in the districts. Tell us what this means now to these districts involved.
Well, there are six districts in northeastern Indiana that are going to be involved in this project, those being Adams, Wells, DeKalb, Noble, Steuben, and Allen.
Uh-huh.
And these counties are going to have made available through these grant funds, which will be managed, by the way, by the Allen County Soil and Water Conservation District, but we'll work in cooperation with the other five. These funds will be available for these districts to purchase no-till equipment. And, of course, a tractor will be with the equipment, and we'll provide that to the farmers in the area for them to try no-till planting. It's a new concept. We know that it won't work everywhere, but we're confident there are areas within these counties where it's adaptable and will work. And we recognize that farmers can't afford to go out and buy this expensive equipment just to try it.
And, of course, one of the goals of this, I'm sure, too, is to demonstrate how, with proper management and where it will work, how you can save some of the runoff of materials that get into the waterways.
That's right. The Environmental Protection Agency is the one that's providing the funds. And, of course, their interest in no-till is that we can reduce soil erosion. And with reduced soil erosion, we're reducing the amount of phosphorus that gets into our water and goes out into Lake Erie. And phosphorus is the nutrient of concern in Lake Erie. It causes the algae blooms and the problems in the lake.
Now, not only is this Northeast Indiana district involved in this, but as I understand it, some from Ohio and Michigan in the same...
That's right. All in the kind of a regional effort here. Ohio received funds for 9 counties to be involved in a no-till effort, and Michigan received funds for 2 counties to be involved. And we're going to coordinate this between the states, and I think it'll be a very interesting program effort.
Now, quickly, in the time we have left, how are you going to kind of monitor this to see if the goals are being achieved as far as both in the no-till and also the waterway aspect?
Well, in terms of monitoring the no-till activity, I'm going to get a lot of help from the Purdue folks, the extension folks at Purdue, and we're going to evaluate each site in terms of the planting rate, the weed control, how it was at 4 weeks, and then yields. We're going to have weigh wagons and take yields and everything. I think we can get some yield data as well as economic data. In terms of the runoff or the phosphorus problem, as a result of the Black Creek project, Dugan, over a period of years, Purdue has developed a model which will simulate various conditions, and we'll be able to take the known soil loss, reduce soil loss by going no-till, and simulate that over the entire basin, and can determine the amount of reduction in phosphorus, the potential reduction in phosphorus, if this technique was used basin-wide.
Thank you, Jim, for providing some more details to us about this Soil and Water Conservation District no-till planting program that is now underway, and we'll be following the progress of that. Jim Lake's been our guest with the National Association of Conservation Districts.
The Collector's Gallery cordially invites you to the grand opening of our all-new beautiful showroom at 5701 Coldwater Road. Located just south of the Marriott Inn next to Hall's Factory, we now offer easy-in, easy-out front door parking. Join us for our grand opening Wednesday through Sunday, May 6th to the 10th. Stop by and see for yourself why the Collector's Gallery is more than just a gift shop. We have Northeast Indiana's most unique plates and collectibles. A reception open to the public will be held on Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 to welcome renowned farm life artist Lowell Davis and to celebrate the opening of our new store. Thursday from 2 to 5, Davis will be back and give in-store demonstrations of his art along with Wovo's own Bob Sievers and Dugan Fry live. Don't miss this chance to meet rural farm life artist Lowell Davis, whose work is in the collection of such people as late President Lyndon Johnson, Mrs. John Connolly, and Paul Harvey. So join us for the grand opening of the all-new Collector's Gallery, May 6th through the 10th, located just south of the Marriott Inn, 5701 Coldwater Road.
Let's do something special for Mom on Mother's Day. Take her to McDonald's and they'll serve her a free breakfast when the children come too. She'll have her choice of fresh scrambled eggs, sausage and hash browns, hotcakes and sausage, or delicious egg McMuffin, complete with juice and coffee. So let's give Mom a treat on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 10th. Start off her special day with breakfast at a participating McDonald's. She deserves it.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
The Kroger Garden is abloom with a gorgeous variety of flowering plants and hanging baskets, all perfect for Mother's Day giving. Best of all, they're at Kroger's famous cost-cutter prices. So why shop around when you can save time and money shopping your convenient Kroger Garden? You'll find bright, beautiful blooming mums, only $5.88.
and Boston Fern Hanging Baskets, just $6.99, both in 6-inch pots. Wouldn't Mom love to be treated to a stunning orchid corsage on Sunday? Well, Kroger has a glorious selection at only $2.49 each. And there's more still. Assorted varieties of blooming hanging baskets in 10-inch pots, now $9.88. You want to make Mother's Day a special day, of course, but that's no reason to spend more than you have to. Compare Kroger's quality and cost-cutter prices with those of any other store. That's how you'll discover the difference when you shop for plants and flowers in the Kroger garden.
You're bound to find the perfect something to say Happy Mother's Day at all Fort Wayne area Kroger stores.
Well, it's 19 and a half minutes before noon. That's before 1 in Ohio and Michigan. How are you doing over there? Fine. Here we go with a complete look at our WOWA Weather Station forecast. And that calls for sunny today with a high near 60, northeast winds to 20, and rather low humidity, so that should be some good drying if we can keep it up. Fair tonight, a low in the upper 30s, light southerly winds, increasing cloudiness tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s, and southeast winds to 20. Now, currently at Bear Field, the barometer is 30.21 and falling. The winds are east-northeast at 14 miles an hour. Humidity is 37%, sunny skies and 52 degrees. We have 51 degrees at WOWO. This high pressure centered over the Great Lakes is now the dominant weather influence over the eastern half of the nation, in fact. Sky is just across the whole area clear, and a strong influx of rather cool central Canadian air. Now, the overnight temperatures dipped well into the 30s, and a freeze and spotty frost has been reported in some northern areas. We did have a more widespread frost averted because surface winds continue to mix the lower layers through much of the night. Now, that's not to say we did not have some frost in the low-lying areas and some of those. We got word this morning from the Hilgers. They were out to doing some irrigating to keep their strawberries and other things going. Mr. Garwood over in Huntington County reported the same thing. And it's kind of interesting, Jack. They irrigate these, and they actually form a little ice crust on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think that would kill them, but I guess it gives them an insulating value, and then the movement of the water on them helps also. But kind of just the opposite way of saving them from what you might think. But it's an interesting thing, and those people who are in the produce business work hard this kind of weather to make sure that they keep them from going down the drain.
W-O-W-O.
Oh, there's a familiar sound. A nice lilt to it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be anybody else but Crystal Gayle, their first real big skyrocket to fame hit song.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone new. And don't it make my brown eyes blue. I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is untrue. And don't it make my brown eyes blue. Tell me no secrets. Tell me some lies. Give me no reasons. Give me alibis. Tell me you love me and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes brown eyes.
somebody in Fort Wayne was talking, or not talking on the telephone. They were doing nothing. They didn't even answer the telephone today.
Maybe it was such nice weather they were out sloshing around in the yard or something.
It very well could be, and that's about what they would be doing. So now I can get rid of this $1,069 and boost it up. See, that was just $10 difference from what Bob had at 8 o'clock this morning. And they thought I'd given the same thing, but they just misunderstood or whatever. Maybe
That's true. So you'll come up with a different figure next hour for
you. Won't go with anything else.
All right.
But that'll be in the next hour. But I am sorry, nobody answered that telephone. Doggone, and it was Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Every week here in Fort Wayne, retailers and distributors lose thousands of dollars because they're unaware of radio co-op ad dollars. WoWo has a specialist that your business can utilize, the coordinator of co-op advertising. Let WoWo's co-op department identify what radio co-op dollars are available to you. From automotive accessories to clothing and insurance, hardware and paint, there aren't many industries without a radio co-op ad plan. Shouldn't your company or product have a radio success story? Let WoWo's co-op department set up an appropriate co-op marketing program that includes tailor-made commercials for you. Call WOWO at 424-2400. And as for Gail Gaunt, WoWo Co-op Coordinator, why not advertise on WoWo? It's the best value for your ad dollars today. Remember, that's Gail Gaunt, WoWo Co-op Coordinator, at area code 219-424-2400. What are you waiting for?
Springtime is Spectrum Home and Garden Products time. It's the time of year plants are growing and insects are invading lawns and gardens. EarthCare Professional Plant Food, indoors or out, can help your plants grow better. It's a balanced blend of all essential plant nutrients in one can. For bug control in your lawn and garden, there's Spectracide Lawn and Garden Insect Control. One can contains 105 bug killers, so you can be sure you kill them all. Ward off a bug invasion inside your home with Spectracide Professional Home Pest Control. It comes in easy-to-use half-gallon liquid or convenient aerosol with two-way nozzle. Count on Spectrum Home and Garden products this spring when your plants start growing and those bugs and insects come crawling out. Spectrum Home and Garden products are available at a local Farm Bureau co-op near you.
Planting time is here, and you probably planned everything to get your crop off to a fast start. But before you take another step, stop and ask yourself what you can do now to increase your yields. It's a well-documented fact that optimum corn yields on most soils in the Corn Belt are obtained by applying between 200 and 240 pounds of nitrogen per acre. In fact, a 10-year study of corn yields in the Midwest showed that applying 240 pounds of nitrogen per acre consistently produced an average of 170 bushels per acre. The most cost-efficient way to get more nitrogen into your crop now is to combine your second nitrogen application with your herbicide. And the most effective way to feed and weed is with Golden Uran, the nitrogen solution from Allied Chemical that helps herbicides work better. So for top yields from your corn crop this year, see your local Arcadian dealer for Golden Uran. It's the nitrogen solution that you apply during the growing season.
I got a couple of stumpers here.
Okay.
We'll see how smart you are today. Now, you know, right here on this program, we talked about what a wife was worth. Remember, it's up $35,000, $40,000
sure.
a year for all the things
invaluable.
She does. Invaluable. Okay, what is a husband worth for the work he does around the house?
Well, now, that depends on who's giving the opinion. If it's Pat or Sharon, it might not be too high.
Well, this comes from Cornell University.
Okay.
What do you think we're worth around the house?
Now, this is what, an average of a year?
Yeah, for the year.
Oh, I guess we'd be worth a couple $1,000.
Oh, you almost got it right on the
nose.
Is
that right?
$2,677 over and above his worth on his regular job, the things you do around the house.
Wait a minute. Now, the wives are worth a lot more than that.
Well, yeah, but you don't do the washing. You know,
well,
I'm not the cleaning lady.
No.
You don't do windows.
But how about the gals who do both? Hey, that'd be worth more than that.
I didn't
So
want to
should
come.
We.
All right, here's an easy one for you now.
Okay.
Actress Ann Baxter.
All right.
Has a birthday today.
She is 53 years old.
How old?
58. Ooh.
You missed it by 5 years.
I'm going to be popular with her.
Yeah, you sure are. I wouldn't run into her on the street corner. Here's a popular one, though. Grover Washington, Jr., just the two of us.
I see the crystal raindrops fall. of it all when the sun comes shining through. To make those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building big castles way on high. Just the two of us. You and I.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Reasons why Hoosier Photo Supplies is the largest independent copier company in the state of Indiana, there are two that stand out. One, the Savin plain paper copier.
It works out excellently.
Savin, the best overall value on the copier market today. And number two, Hoosier Photo Supplies exclusive personal touch service.
Hoosier Photo gives us wonderful service.
This is Nevelyn Bowser, secretary at the Sacred Heart Nursing Home in Avila. And these two reasons were all she needed to put her faith in a company that's been in the copier business over 20 years.
We have had excellent success.
How about you? Call Hoosier Photo Supplies, the Savin copier people, good people. Ask for your free demonstration of the Savin plain paper copier precisely right for your office. Now, Hoosier has offices in Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, and Marion. Here in Fort Wayne, dial 426-2200. At least get more information. Simply dial 426-2200 or look in the white pages for Hoosier Photo Supplies.
The Markets with Dugan Fry now brought to you by the WoWo Area Purebred Breeders.
Well, in the futures markets, at mid-morning, as we told you, the wheat was lower, the corn and soybeans mixed, and the oats higher at the mid-morning. And we'll update those prices for you before we hit the noon hour. Delays in corn and soybean planting caused by wet fields were viewed as somewhat bullish, but prices were generally mixed at the mid-morning go. Well, as far as prices on the New York Stock Exchange, they have turned higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about a point and three quarters at the last report, and advancing issues lead decliners nearly 6-5. Trading is moderate. At that last report, the Dow Jones average of 30 industrials was up 1.71 at 975.05. Now the livestock out of Ohio, barrows and gilts $1.25 higher with demand good. The 1 to 2s, 200 to 230 pounds at country points, 41 to 41.25, a few as high as 41.50, and at the plants, 41.50 to 42, a few trending from 42.25 to 42.50. The 1 to 3s, 230 to 250 pounds, at country points, 40.25 to 41, and at the plants, 40.75 to 41.75. The receipts in Ohio today, expected 6,000, yesterday's were 5,900. Cattle from Columbus Producers Livestock Cooperative Association. Cattle market there, a dollar higher. Slaughter steers the choice, 64 to 67.50. The choice slaughter heifers, 63 to 66.50. Cows market 150 to 2 lower. The cows 47 and down. The bulls market steady. The bulls 58.80 and down. And, of course, these prices all from Columbus Producers Livestock in Ohio. Sheep and lambs, the market 50 cents to $1.50 higher. Choice wool 71 to 73.30. And the choice clip 63.50 to 68. The Indiana Interior Hog Report, direct hog prices here in the state. Barrows and gilts, a dollar to mostly 150 higher. Demand called very good on reduced supply. Sow steady to a dollar higher. Barrows and gilts, 1 to 2s, 200 to 240 pounds, 4075 to 42. The bulk, 4125 to 42. 240 to 250 pounders, 4050 to 4150. The 1 to 3s, 250 to 260 pounds, 3950 to 4050. Sows, 1 to 3, 300 to 600 pounds, 3350 to 39. The bulk, 34 to 38. Indianapolis Terminal Report, barrels and gilts, 1,200 in, active, $1.50 to 2 higher. Receipts ran 200 over the estimate. Sows moderately active, firm to $1 higher. The barrels and gilts, 1 to 2s, 200 to 250 pounds, 4250 to 4325. 1 to 3s, 220 to 260 pounds, 4175 to 4225. Sows, 1 to 3, 400 to 500 pounders, 37 to 39. And the 500 to 600 pounders, 40 to 41. Cattle at the Indianapolis terminal mid-session. 800 cattle in, slaughter steers and heifers were scarce. Slaughter cows firm, $3 higher.